Heading over to my neck of the woods, Long Island, New York, to chat with Steve about moisture. What can we do for you?
My wife and I are about to purchase a home that, the previous owners had a flood in the basement from plumbing.
Okay.
And that was repaired. However, they have carpet in their basement, and apparently the flood happened about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a mold inspection done, and there were some mold found in the basement. I was wondering if you could offer some advice as the best way to remediate that.
First, get rid of the carpet.
Yeah, that carpet that was ruined is still there. Get it out.
Carpet in the basement's a really bad idea, Steve, because it's essentially mold food. You know, not only can the backing be food for mold, but all the dust and the dirt that gets stuck in carpet is great food for mold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really unhealthy material to have in a below-grade room.
So get rid of that. Think about it, an alternative flooring for the basement. A great option is laminate, just because it's made for high moisture environments. I mean, it's sitting on a concrete subfloor. You're going to get constant moisture wicking through. So get something that's not going to produce mold when exposed to those moist situations. Laminate flooring. If you're dead set on having some sort of hardwood, you can go with an engineered hardwood, because the base of that is actually made from sort of a plywood material that's, you know, alternating layers of the graining on the wood, so it makes it structurally stable for a moist environment. And then there's a thin veneer on top that actually is that hardwood that you like, or tile. And then you can always sort of warm up the area with area rugs, throw rugs, bring your color in there. And then you really want to look at the outside in to control moisture. You want to look at your gutters and your downspouts. You want to make sure that there are enough gutters on the house and that the downspouts are free flowing. And you want to make sure that where those downspouts deposit the water is not right up against your foundation wall. You want those downspouts to go out 3 feet, however far, bury them, get them away from the foundation, and get that water away.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.